Radio Berkshire, the big tour in Windsor. There's no place I'd rather
be. Over the past few days, you've heard lots of stories from Windsor here on BBC Radio Berkshire as part of our big tour. Now, one of the big changes planned to transport in Windsor is about a tunnel that will link the two railway stations together. This project is gathering pace now and create a direct route from the Great Western Line through Slough down to the Basingstoke and Waterloo Line. George Bathurst, the managing director of the company behind the plan, is with us on the Pete Show. Hello, George.
Good morning, Andrew.
How far have you got with this? Because we've spoken before, we get the sort of the idea of what's on the table, but how close is it to actually happening?
Well, we've made a lot of progress since we last talked. We had a unanimous motion from council being supportive, which was very helpful. The fact that that was cross-party as well, which is always really important for infrastructure projects to have support from all parties. And we're hoping that by the end of this year, we'll have selected an investment partner. We have a great deal of interest. And then very shortly afterwards, we'll be starting in earnest on the consultation process to... that's the first part of the planning process.
How does the tunnel work in terms of linking up the bits of railway that serve Windsor?
Well, the market that it's serving, first of all, is really connecting everybody from Slough, Maidenhead, Reading and further west to South London. So that's the first phase. So, yes, it benefits Windsor people by providing a faster and more frequent service, but it also benefits the whole region by providing better connectivity between the sort of M4 corridor and the M3 corridor.
Where will this tunnel be when it's put in? Where will it be?
It will be underground, so it will be a minimal disruption to local people. It'll actually go, for people who are familiar with Windsor, it will go behind the theatre on the road that's called Thames Avenue. And it will be the board, which means... there's no disruption to the road above, or cut and cover, which is how the original tube lines were built.
Okay, and this is a private project, so private money going into this. Why will people want to invest in it?
Well, there's a lot of insurance companies and likewise who want to invest in infrastructure projects because they provide a good long-term return. You know, a project like this will last 50, 100 years, so that's a very good return for an investment insurance company. Life insurance and the like. Also, there's a very good market for it. So in the rest of Europe, they do this a lot more than we do in the UK, where private money is put into infrastructure.
And how soon might it actually be built? You know, if you have everything goes in your direction, everything goes your way, how soon might it be there?
Building it's the relatively easy bit. That would probably take less than 2 years. The planning is more difficult. So we're aiming for 2020, but maybe a bit sooner if we're lucky.
Okay, well, keep us in touch, George. Thank you very much indeed. The latest on that project to try and build a tunnel under Windsor to link our various bits of railway together.
BBC Radio Berkshire, the big tour in Windsor.
BBC Radio Berkshire. Suze is in Solling this morning, 9 minutes to 9. How are you doing, Suze?
I am doing